भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्तं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिके। श्रीमद्भागवतम सेकेंड कैंटो सेवेंथ चैप्टर शेड्यूल्ड इनकार्नेशन टेक्स्ट सिक्स धर्मस्य दक्ष दूहितरी अजनिष्टा मूर्तं हारायनो नरो इति स्वतपः प्रभावः दृष्टात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोपं देव्यस्तु अनंगा प्रीतना घटितुं न शेकुः। धर्मस्य दक्ष दुहितार्जनष्टमूर्तम् नारायण नरो इति स्वतप प्रभाव दृष्टात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोपम् देव्यस्तनंग प्रीतना घटितुं न शेकु। धर्मस्य दक्ष दुहितार्जनिष्टमूर्तम् नारायणो नरो इति शतप्रभाव दृष्टात्मनो भगवत नियमावलोपम् दिव्यस्तनंग प्रीतना घटितुं न शेकु। धर्मस्य दक्ष दुहितार्जनिष्टमूर्तम् नारायणो नरो इति सतप प्रभाव दृष्टात्मनो भगवतो नियमावलोपम् दिव्यस्तनंग प्रीतना घटितुं न शेकु।
Thank you.
Matajis. Dharmasya of Dharma, the controller of religious principles. Daksha, Daksha, one of the Prajapatis. Duhitari, unto the daughter. Ajanishta, took birth. Murtam, of the name Murti. Narayana, Narayan, Naraha, Nara, Iti, Das, Swatapaha, personal penances, Prabhava, strength, Drishtva, by seeing, Atmanaha, of his own, Bhagavataha, of the personality of Godhead, Niyama Abalopam, breaking the vows, Divyaha, celestial beauties, Tu, but, Ananga Pritanas, companions of Cupid, Ghatitum, to happen, Na, never, Shekuhu, made possible. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. To exhibit His personal way of austerity and penance, He appeared in twin forms as Narayan and Nara in the womb of Murti, the wife of Dharma and the daughter of Daksha. Celestial beauties, the companions of Cupid, went to try to break His vows, but they were unsuccessful, for they saw that many beauties like them were emanating from Him, the personality of Godhead. Please repeat along with me. To exhibit His personal way of austerity and penance, He appeared in twin forms as Narayana and Nara in the womb of Murti, the wife of Dharma, and the daughter of Daksha. Celestial beauties, the companions of Cupid, went to try to break His vows, but they were unsuccessful, for they saw that many beauties like them were emanating from Him, the personality of Godhead. purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord, the Lord, being the source of everything that be, is the origin of all austerities and penances also. Great vows of austerity are undertaken by sages to achieve success in self-realization. Human life is meant for such tapasya, with the great vow of celibacy or brahmacharya. In the rigid life of tapasya, there is no place for association of women. And because human life is meant for tapasya, for self-realization, factual human civilization, as conceived by the system of Sanatana Dharma or the school of four castes and four orders of life, prescribes rigid dissociation from women in three stages of life. In the order of gradual cultural development, one's life may be divided into four divisions: celibacy, household life, retirement, and renunciation. During the first stage of life, up to 25 years of age, a man may be trained as a brahmachari under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, just to understand that woman is the real binding force of material existence. If one wants to get free from the attraction for the form of woman or the fair sex is the enchanting principle for the living entities, and the male form, especially in the human being, is meant for self-realization. The whole world is moving under the spell of womanly attraction. And as soon as a man becomes united with a woman, he at once becomes a victim of material bondage under a tight knot. The desires for lording it over the material world, under the intoxication of a false sense of lordship, specially begin just after the man's unification with a woman. The desires for acquiring a house, possessing land, having children, and becoming prominent in society, the affection for community and the place of birth, and the hankering for wealth, which are all like phantasmagoria or illusory dream, encumber a human being, and he is thus impeded in his progress towards self-realization. The real aim of life, self-realization, the real aim of life. The brahmachari or a boy from the age of 5 years, especially from the higher caste, namely the scholarly parents, the brahmanas, and the administrative parents, the kshatriyas, or the mercantile or productive parents, the vaishyas, is trained until 25 years of age under the care of a bona fide guru or teacher, and under the strict observation of discipline, he comes to understand the values of life along with taking specific training for a livelihood. The brahmachari is then allowed to go home and enter household life and get married to a suitable woman. But there are many brahmacharis who do not go home to become householders but continue the life of naishtika brahmacharis without any connection with women. They accept the order of sannyas, or the renounced order of life, knowing well that combination with women is an unnecessary burden that checks self-realization. Since sex desire is very strong at a certain stage of life, the guru may allow the brahmachari to marry. This license is given to a brahmachari who is unable to continue the way of naishtika brahmacharya, and such discriminations are possible for the bona fide guru. A program of so-called family planning is needed. The householder who associates with women under the scriptural restrictions after a thorough training of brahmacharya cannot be a householder like cats and dogs. Such a householder after 50 years of age would retire from the association of women as a vanaprastha to be trained to live alone without the association of women. When the practice is complete, the same retired householder becomes a sannyasi, strictly separate from women, even from his married wife. Studying the whole scheme of disassociation from women, it appears that a woman is a stumbling block for self-realization, and the Lord appeared as Narayan to teach the principle of womanly disassociation with a vow in life. The demigods, being envious of the austere life of the rigid brahmacharis, would try to cause them to break their vows by dispatching soldiers of Cupid. But in the case of the Lord, it became an unsuccessful attempt when the celestial beauties saw that the Lord can produce innumerable such beauties by his mystic internal potency, and that there was consequently no need to be attracted by others externally. There is a common proverb that a confectioner is never attracted to sweetmeats. The confectioner, who is always manufacturing sweetmeats, has very little desire to eat them. Similarly, the Lord, by his pleasure potential power, can produce innumerable spiritual beauties and not to be least attracted by the false beauties of material creation. One who does not know alleges foolishly that Lord Krishna enjoyed women in his rasa dance in Vrindavan or with his 16,000 married wives in Dwarka. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Twam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Dharmasya Daksha Duhitarja Janishta Murtan Narayano Naroiti Satapah Prabhava Drishtatmano Bhagavato Niyamabu Lopam Debbastananga Pritana Ghatitum Nashiku. To exhibit his personal way of austerity and penance, he appeared in twin forms as Narayan and Nara in the womb of Murti, the wife of Dharma and the daughter of Daksha. Celestial beauties, the companions of Cupid, went to try to break his vows. But they were unsuccessful, for they saw that many beauties like them were emanating from him, the personality of Godhead. So, this chapter is describing scheduled incarnations. Why scheduled? Because they are coming gradually, one after another, according to the need of the moment. according to the need of the time. Krishna said, whenever there is a need, dharma sangsthapanarthaya, in order to establish dharma, sambhavami yuge yuge, I come from time to time. So, in this way, Krishna has many, many incarnations. And in this chapter, 22 such incarnations of the Lord have been described. And after describing, what was the final conclusion? I'll just get into that. Anyway, he is making the conclusion. Yatha harau bhagavati ninang bhaktir bhavishyati sarvatmanna akhila dhare iti sankalpa varnaya. So the Lord's different incarnations are, actually I made a mistake, I was looking for the verse, Ete Changsha Kala Pungsha Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. So, all these incarnations are parts and different parts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna Stu Bhagavan Sayam. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Dasavata Stotram, also Jayadev described, after every description, he described 10 incarnations of the Lord. And ultimately what is he saying at the end of every verse? Keshavadhrita, Narahari Rupa, Keshavadhrita, Kurma Shavira, Keshavadhrita, Shukara Rupa, Keshavadhrita, Vamana Rupa. In this way, Krishna is assuming these different incarnations. Keshavadhrita. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is assuming different incarnations. Now in the sixth verse, whose incarnations have been described? Nara Narayan and Nara. They appeared in order to establish the principles of austerity, the principles of brahmachari life. And it has been described in this verse that the celestial beauties tried to break his vows, but they were unsuccessful. How they began? When they went, they thought that they will enchant this brahmachari. And sometimes the celestial beauties do that. Often they are instructed by Indra to break the vows, because often Indra is afraid that his position will be usurped by these personalities through their austerities and penances. And also when somebody performs Ashwamedh Yajna, then also Indra tries to break that Yajna. to create disturbance to the yajna and spoil the yajna. Because by performing ashwamedha yajna, one can become Indra. When one performs 100 ashwamedha yajnas, he gets the position of Indra. Now, Indra, in order to maintain his status, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Lalita Vishakhari Ki, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Jai, Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki. So, Narayan tries to, Indra sometimes tries to break the austerities of the tapasis. People, those who perform austerities, in order to do that, he sends the celestial beauties known as apsaras. He did that in many cases. With Vishwamitra, he did that. But in this case, in the case of Narayan, he did not succeed. Because when the celestial beauties, the apsaras, came to entice these performers of austerity, they saw that various beautiful forms, beautiful damsels are coming out of his body. Actually, they were far more beautiful than they were. They are far more beautiful than these apsaras. I'm looking for that picture, if not here. So, there is a painting that shows Narayan, and the beautiful forms are coming out. And then they realized that this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he is not going to be enchanted by any beauty. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that the life has two purposes. One is to enjoy the material nature, and the other is to become free from material attachments. Prabhritti Marga and Nibritti Marga. The path of indulgence and the path of detachment. So, those who are interested about spiritual life, those who want to make their human form of life successful, they should take to Nibritti Marga. They should take to the life of detachment. And life of detachment begins with brahmacharya. Brahmacharya means to practice spiritual life. Simply, brahmacharya means brahma acharati iti brahmachari. Brahma means spiritual platform. Or spiritual kingdom, spiritual world. And when one tries to become situated on the spiritual platform, he is considered to be a brahmachari. Brahmachari doesn't necessarily mean just celibacy. Celibacy is just one aspect of brahmachari. Celibacy is not everything of brahmacharya. Celibacy is just one aspect of it. And the purpose of celibacy is to become fixed up on spiritual life. That is one aspect of it, not everything. And what is the ultimate consideration? The ultimate consideration is to become situated on the spiritual platform. Because when one is situated in the spiritual platform, he'll automatically become detached from material sense gratification. So that's why it is very important that we become properly situated in spiritual life. It is a very scientific process. It is not an artificial practice. Like param drishta nivartante. When one gets the higher taste, he becomes detached from his lower taste. It will naturally happen. It will automatically happen. And those who are properly situated, then they will not be affected.